If all the world is a stage, then Obama is nothing more than a Madison Avenue gimmick. And stagecraft was the key plug-in of Obama's trip to Israel last week. Netanyahu even said it himself, and Obama took the script.
Where do you want to start? Because I'd love to take a look at
this. We are following the red line, sir.
Following the red line, okay.
You can see a man
behave this tendency of red lines all the time, right?
Red line. He's always talking about red line.
It's all about red lines.
So, this is all a psychological ploy.
This was minutely planned.
Obama is then whisked off to Jerusalem, where he's greeted by Israeli children. Notice there's a little black boy among the greeters. He looks like a little version of Obama, doesn't he? Now, I grew up as a Jew, and I can just hear the Jews saying, let's roll out a little Schwarza, who looks just like Obama, to mirror that we're a democracy, just like America. But tell that to the black Jews who have been forced to take birth control injections, and they'll tell you that democracy in Israel is only for those who have Jewish blood running through their veins. Obama is then brought to the residence of Shimon Peres, and the scene enters the next level, the plot. Obama is told to sit down and sign the guest book. Now, where have you seen this kind of thing before? Only the Jews could have cooked this up, and only Obama would succumb. Is he at a restaurant ready to order a meal? Nah, he's the busboy doing cleanup for the Jews. The symbolism is clear. Sign here, boy. Just like you signed and will sign all the Jewish crafted legislation our Jewish-bought senators and congressmen write for us. The plot thickens. Obama is taken outside to the garden and handed a shovel. The Schwarz in the White House now becomes Perez's personal gardener. And now Obama's masses, that is his masters, put their colt through his paces, seeing he's a most willing stooge. First, they take him to bow before the grave of Theodor Herzl, the founder of the Zionist takeover of Christendom. Watch Tel Aviv's Step and Fetch It take his orders from the Jewish elders of Zion. Then their boy is hauled off to the grave of Yitzhak Rabin, former Israeli prime minister, and again, they get Obama down on his knees. Last, at the compulsory visit to Yad Vashem, where Jewry is enshrined as the eternal victims of the Christian world, Obama, yet again on his knees, is forced to keep the, oh, we're such innocent Jewish victims and we're the only ones, resuscitated for another 4 years of American complicity with Israeli crimes. Now, I've never seen Obama bow at the graves of any of America's founding fathers, past presidents, or truly noble victims of injustice, have you? But the curtsy and scrape before the rotted bodies of dead Jews in memorials, as if Jews are the only royal victims of genocide, is a metaphor of America's plight. Jews only deserve America's adoration, reverence, and worship, especially if you're the president of the United States of America. JFK wouldn't do it. That's why they killed him.